Parallel universes, just what are they? How did they come to be? Dr. Bruce Goldberg with us next on Coast to Coast AM to discuss. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Dr. Bruce Goldberg back with us, holding advanced degrees in counseling, psychology, and dentistry. He conducts international hypnotherapy practices in Woodland Hills, California. He specializes in reincarnation, time travel, soul healing as well. And he is inducted into the International Hypnosis Hall of Fame. He has conducted thousands and thousands of past regressions and future life progressions as well. And of course, we're going to talk about parallel universes. Bruce, welcome back.
Well, thank you, George, aka Dexter Monterey, for your kind introduction and the privilege to reincarnate on Coast to Coast AM for the umpteenth time. Tonight and this morning, we will be discussing not only parallel universes, but how to travel safely through the fifth dimension to view parallel universes and how to change frequencies, in other words, go from one universe to another for maximum spiritual growth.
Perfect.
And I want to thank you very much, as usual. You know, you wrote a very kind blurb to my book, Exploring the Fifth Dimension, where you stated, Dr. Goldberg guides you into a world beyond your wildest expectations.
Right.
Highly recommend.
You deserved it.
Well, you know, you deserve, I'll tell you what your audience deserves, because of your kindness, and you know, you've been my favorite host for the last 15 years of my life of interviewing with you. I'm going to reincarnate my offer again, whereas if your listeners order my book, Exploring the Fifth Dimension, from my website or calling my toll-free number, the 1-800-KARMA-4-YOU, they will get a free fifth-dimensional travel CD, which will guide them into the fifth dimension, and they will become an ultra-terrestrial, as we call that, and they will be able to explore parallel universe or go into the past or the future. So just understand the terms. If you go into the past, like a past life, it's called a past life regression. If you go into the future, like a future life, it's a future life progress.
Progression.
But when you go into a parallel life, it's called a paragression.
Now, what are parallel universes?
Okay, parallel universes are simply a universe, a world just like ours. The environments are usually the same, except the events are different. So the way scientists explain this, the way quantum physicists and geophysicists explain this, they look upon four major theories. They say, well, how can you have parallel universes? First of all, it comes out of the math. Einstein's theory of relativity gave us this, the M theory, the five string theories. Parallel universes are really not an argument from a mathematical and scientific perspective. Okay, so the universe is so large that an identical world exists in the farthest regions is one of the theories. A second one is that parallel universes spring up as bubbles, or what they call brains, B-R-A-N-E, from its own expansion. The universe is expanding as we know. The third theory is that many worlds' interpretation of Hugh Everett III from 1957 in Princeton University, where he says that events unfold in every possible way because quantum particles occupy itself both as a wave and a particle simultaneously. And therefore, and the mathematics, of course, works out very nicely, and that's a very popular theory. Number four is parallel universes are governed by a different set of rules. And what science has told us is that the closest universe is less than a millimeter away. That's 1/40th of an inch.
Okay. Not bad.
Now, this is a biggie. This is something that I have to share with your audience. Recent research shows that now scientists think they've actually found proof of a parallel universe. And let me show you how this works. Scientists believe that they have discovered evidence of a parallel universe that crashed into our own in a galactic impact mirroring a car crash. Since 2004, when it was first spotted by NASA, scientists have been baffled by the discovery of an unusually cold region of space, which is 1.8 billion years across and colder than its surroundings, which it shouldn't be. It was thought that the region might have been a trick of light, or it was cooler because it had 10,000 less galaxies than other areas of the same size, which would make sense. Except they found out that the cold spot could not be explained as a void and was not due to a line of sight effect, which means that Durham University believes it could be the first evidence of the multiverse, which means parallel universe. They believe that a parallel universe could have smashed into ours, affecting it in the same way that a multiple vehicle pileup would be. And the impact was so incredible that it pushed energy out of a huge region of space, resulting in the cold spot. the cold spot looks like it was a collision between our universe and another bubble universe in the far regions of space. So now we have even more scientific evidence to show that parallel universes are not just a Hollywood fantasy, but a reality.
Could that have been the beginning of the Big Bang, Bruce?
Well, we don't really know. You know, nobody knows. The Big Bang was 13.7 billion years ago. I think, and there were a lot of what they call inflation. There were a lot of sub-bangs, almost like an earthquake where you have, you know, aftershocks after the earthquake. They think that's the theory today, and it's been around, especially with Edward Witten in Princeton with the M theory. He also postulates on that, too, and so does Stephen Hawking. It's just an evidence of the Big Bang. The Big Bang theory shouldn't be a theory; it should be a law. You know, it's pretty clear. We don't know what happened a second or a nanosecond before the Big Bang.
Right.
And we don't know where the Big Bang occurred because there was no universe. So that's where people for the last 40 years have been struggling.
It baffles me. It really does.
It is a bit baffling. But here's the reason why I use this clinically. Parallel universes are not just a nice theoretical mentality. I'm going to show you how you can actually travel into a parallel universe, and actually let's say, here's an example. Let's say one of your listeners has a lot of problems in their life. Maybe they have a criminal record. Maybe they have a medical disease that's incurable. Maybe they lost an arm, or they have just a
or they just want something to be better.
Right, and let's say that they can't do anything about what's going on now in life. Okay, so they have two choices. One, which I don't recommend, is suicide. I definitely don't recommend
that. No, we don't recommend that.
Okay, secondly, is just to live with it and be miserable, right? Well, there's a third option. And the third option is they can, using what I call my new you technique, which is a way in which, through hypnosis, I train people to actually explore and perceive these different universes, and they actually can switch tracks and go from, and wake up one morning in which their subconscious and consciousness is now in a parallel universe in a new body. It's going to be the same DNA, but it's going to be different in the environment effects. In other words, their life can be a whole lot different. So this is what's called the new you technique, where I use hypnosis to actually do that. And I'm getting a lot of emails from your listeners about this. They say, how do we do that? Well, we're going to be discussing this. But there is, I have what we call a custom design your own destiny CD album, which actually guides them through that. We'll go into the details. But I want to give you a story that is very, very, very not well reported about a parallel universe that was documented by the customs officials in Tokyo, Japan. 1954, Tokyo Airport.
All right.
A man came to...
True story.
True story. This is a true story. Oh, yeah. Well documented, actually, but you don't hear much about it because it's forbidden archaeology, okay? Okay. 1954 in Tokyo, a man comes to the airport, and he says he claims to be from a country called Torad, which is a country between France and Spain, which, of course, we know doesn't exist in our universe. He had documents to prove that, a passport and other documents. So, of course, the customs people, you know, they thought he was a little strange, and they checked him out. And they said, you know, we got to put this guy under armed guard. This is, he could be like a terrorist. They don't know who he was. So they put him in a high-rise hotel. Notice the high-rise description. So he couldn't leave through the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Under armed guard, the following morning, and they kept his passport and his documents, by the way, okay? The following morning, they open up the door, because he won't answer the door, he's gone. Now, he couldn't leave through the window because it was like a 30-story building.
Right,
okay?
Right.
He doesn't know how to fly, okay? And the documents, of course, were kept by the customs people. Within about 24 hours, the customs, the documents, including the passport, all disappeared.
They went to.
So, in other words, he teleported back to his universe, and so did his documents, okay? And this is Tokyo, 1954. So this is an example of how you can actually switch from one universe to another.
But to this day, they're still baffled.
Yeah, it never returns. In other words, once he teleported, of course he was gone. And then the documents, though, this is the heavy part, because the guy could say, well, you know, we don't know what happened. Maybe there was some, you know, maybe somebody helped him escape, which was not true. It's armed guard. But the documents under the control of the customs bureau or the customs officers, you know, they had it locked up, and all of a sudden they're gone. So this is an example of a parallel universe. When we talk about parallel universe, the nice thing about this for your listeners is that we're also going to talk about teleportation, because what you actually do is you teleport into a parallel universe. Now, what that means is that it's your subconscious that's doing the teleportation. In other words, suppose in the example I gave you earlier where some gentleman or some woman, their life is miserable and they wake up one morning by using my new you technique in a parallel universe. What happens to the universe in which they left? Actually, nothing. They're just not aware of it.
But they're still in it.
Well, they're in it, but they're not aware of it. So right now, you are existing in an infinite number of parallel universes. You don't know anything
about
them.
No, exactly.
By the way, people who do know about more than one universe at one time, you know what people will call them? They call them schizophrenic.
Is that deja vu as well?
Well, deja vu is a little different because deja vu is just like you felt you're familiar with some place because you thought you've been there before, but
right.
You really haven't.
Or you know something's going to happen.
But if you're getting voices in your head, that's considered to be an audible hallucination, and my psychiatric colleagues would call that a schizophrenia because they said, it's really not what it is. You can label it any way you want, but what it is people who are experiencing information and noise or conversation sometimes from parallel universes. And I've had psychiatric referrals to my office where these people have the audible hallucinations, and I train them to focus on the current universe, and the voices disappear. And therefore, they're cured. There's no more medication because there's no more symptom because they're now focusing in just on the current universe. So this is an example of a parallel universe, and this is what we're talking about. Now, I want to give you something. This is for your honor. I know you're from Detroit. Okay?
Yep.
So I'm going to give you a Detroit case, all right? This is a woman, I call her Andrea.
How do you find these?
Well, Lisa, this is a patient of mine.
Oh, okay.
I remember them. You know, I have a pretty good memory, even though I've worked with about 18,000 people. But ones that stand out like this one, I'm never going to forget.
You don't forget.
I don't forget, no. Just like I'll never forget meeting you. Okay. All right, so Andrea wanted to view her future life in order to resolve issues. She had a lot of relationship problems with her husband. She had psychosomatic illnesses, her financial future. She was getting near the age of retirement. And she's from Detroit, and she wanted to move with her husband to Florida, where he would be a consultant, and she wanted to know what her life would be like. So I did the various frequencies, there's five major frequencies, and we'll go into that in a few moments. And the ideal frequency was one where she was in Florida, her husband gets a consulting job, she was able to resolve the psychosomatic issues that we're talking about, arthritis and back pain, insomnia, et cetera. But the frequency that she would have left, the current frequency that she was on, she was going to go shopping around Christmas time in downtown Detroit, and she was going to be shot and killed by a drive-by shooter.
Oh, geez.
Now, that would have been about 6 months after I worked with her. So, obviously, she switched tracks. She goes to Florida, as perceived in the ideal frequency. So then about a year later, she calls me, and she wanted to update me as to her life, and everything is fine, you know. And she goes, Doctor, you know, I kept in touch with my, you know, she has family in Detroit. So she would get, you know, when you're out of town, you can get newspapers from out-of-town cities, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So she's in, like, Miami or somewhere in southern Florida, and she was getting the Detroit newspapers, and she found out that the exact date that she was to be shot and killed by this drive-by shooter in downtown Detroit, somebody else was shot and killed at the exact same spot.
By a drive-by shooter.
By the same spot.
Same thing. Point,
in other words, had she not have made that transfer, she would have been the one shot.
It would have been her.
And this was Detroit. So I did that because I wanted to, because I know you're from Detroit, so this is your my dedication.
How many parallel universes are there?
Well, scientists will tell you there's an infinite number, but let me show you the way I do this. The way I do this is that you say, well, how can I do this with hypnosis? If there's an infinite number, I can't do 10 trillion regressions or paragressions at the same time.
Exactly.
My experience, and I've been doing this for a long time, there are five major what I call frequency groups. In other words, each group would have an infinite number of subsets, but you don't have to do all the subsets. All you have to do is the major group. So I call these frequencies 1 through 5. So the way this works on a typical level is that no matter who you are, it doesn't matter what your goals are, the typical frequencies are as follows. One is an average or slightly below average frequency of the path that you're currently on. Okay? One is a very negative one, so one that you don't want to go near. One is slightly better than average, and one is really a pretty good path, but not as fulfilling, and then there's the ideal path. So obviously when people do the five frequencies, they choose their ideal path, and then when they literally make that switch, then their ideal path becomes a reality. Now, the ideal path isn't perfect. It's just a whole lot better than who they are now. And what I've done is I've done a surgical technique, which I want to share with you because this is really interesting. This is real surgery. I call this psychic surgery. So one of my patients was going through the different frequencies, and he found out that...
By the way, I love your stories, Bruce.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I really do.
So do my patients. And so do your listeners, by the way. Okay, so this gentleman, the next 5 years of his life, the frequency that was very good but not his ideal one was great for him, but his ideal path wouldn't manifest itself for another 5 years. So he says, Doctor, can I do both? And I said, well, actually, yes, you can, but it's not my responsibility to follow up on you. You have to call me, but we can do the path that's not the ideal one, but close for the next 5 years. And then in 5 years, you contact me and I'll make the switch into the ideal path. Well, what he doesn't realize is I have a little tickler file, so I kept records of him. About 4 years later, I was going to call him the following year. He calls me and he says, okay, Doc, I'm ready for the switch, okay, into the ideal path. And he told me that the path that was the next to the ideal path was actually working out quite accurately. Okay, so then I did the switching, and he goes into his ideal path. Now, his ideal path was great for him and his family, but some of the people, some of his business partners and some of his other people that he knew, that was not a good path for them. In other words, their lives were not that great, but his and his family was. So this was a surgical technique where for 5 years he got a great frequency, but even better 5 years after that. So I call that a psychic surgical approach of helping somebody to have their cake and eat it too without gaining weight or getting cavities.
Now, when we deal with the fifth dimension, tell me the advantage of traveling through that.
Okay, well, the fifth dimension, by the way, the CD that comes with the book, the free CD that they order the book from my site, not from, please, for the listeners, because I've gotten a lot of emails on this, don't, if you get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any bookstore, they will not honor this deal. This deal only comes through my book, through my website.
They're not going to send the CD.
No, they won't, because they just won't. Only I will. But if they order it through my webpage, which is linked to yours, or calling my toll-free number, which is 1-800-527-6248, which spells out as 1-800-KARMA, K-A-R-M-A, the number 4 and the letter U, then they can connect with it. So what are the advantages of going to the fifth dimension? Number one, biggie. This is a real biggie. Eliminate the fear of death. As people get older in their 50s plus, this becomes the number one phobia. We call this thanatophobia, the fear of death. This is why people go to churches and temples and synagogues and mosques. They're cramming for the final, as I call that, as they get older, okay? And I call this psychic empowerment, overcoming. You want to overcome fear, always. Okay, secondly, you can contact lost loved ones if you're suffering from bereavement because you've lost a loved one or a pet. By the way, they have souls, too. You can actually connect with
them. I'm glad you said that about pets, Bob.
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, I'm a dog owner, Karma. My dog, you know, just I always like, she's got a fan affair out there. Karma has a lot of fans from you. She gets a lot of fan mail. my dog, Karma, a black miniature schnauzer. She's adorable. Anyway, dogs have souls, and you can contact a lost loved one or a pet. You can meet spirit guides, angels, or even your own higher self, which is part of the technique of the You Knew You technique. Your higher self is the one that actually helps you to switch parallel universes. You can do astral negotiation where you can work. Let's say you're having a problem with someone, whether it be a business deal or relationship, and that person is just not working with you and just they either dislike you or just are narrow-minded.
Right, too much friction.
Right, too much baggage and too much drama. You can meet them on the upper astral plane, summon their soul with accompanied by their higher self, and you can work out the differences, and it will work. And then when they wake up the following morning, all of a sudden their attitude towards you will be quite different. You can do healing, etheric plane surgery, as we've discussed this before, and we will do this again in future shows about how you can go to the etheric plane and cure the etheric body and then transfer that healing to the physical body and therefore cure incurable diseases like cancer and AIDS and lupus and all kinds of things that I've worked with in the past in doing so. You can increase your creativity if you're an artist or writer or performer, like actor or whatever. You can see into the future or past or future lives. You can facilitate your own ascension, which is a real important thing. And the only way you're going to do that is to eliminate fear. You can meet a time travel smart future. And extraterrestrials, the good guys, like the Pleiadians, okay? You can do teleportation. Of course, we've done shows on that, and we will do that again. You can travel into parallel universe, and you can read your own Akashic records. Remember when I read your records and got the Dexter Monterey and the Zior, a future life of yours?
That's right.
So those are the things that you can do. Now, let me show you some of the examples now.
Hold on, Bruce. Hold on. We're at the break already. We'll talk more when we come back. And we're back with Dr. Bruce Goldberg as we talk about the parallel universes, the fifth dimension, of course, and so many other amazing ways to travel. Is a lot of this, Bruce, meditation?
Well, meditation, yes. And meditation and hypnosis are both alpha brainwaves neurologically, which means they're the same. So the answer is yes. By the way, I do want to thank you also. I do have another gratitude for you. When you invited me to do your Beyond Belief show last fall, last November in Boulder. I've gotten so many responses from that, reference to most of them just wanted therapy. They wanted sessions. So I've had a lot of people come out because of that.
How long does it take to hypnotize somebody?
Well,
I've seen you do it, but
yeah,
I mean, tell
you,
everyone.
Most people can go into trance within a matter of, you know, maybe 10 minutes, 5, 10 minutes at the time. I've done regression sometimes during a news break in a radio station live when I was regressing the host or one of the producers. Everybody, hypnosis is a natural daydream level, so that's why I don't really hypnotize somebody. I guide them into natural self-hypnosis. But I wanted to just focus on the comment here. Many of the people that saw me on the show, and of course those shows are on there. We've done two interviews with you. They asked me about, like, therapy. We can do, just for your listeners, we can do therapy by Skype or FaceTime. Most of my patients are done by computer these days, and they can go to my homepage and get all the information about that. Secondly, I've gotten a lot of feedback from my statement earlier. They want to know what my offer was again. If they order the book Exploring the Fifth Dimension from my website or they call it in, they can call it in at the 1-800-KARMA-4-U, 1-800-527-6248 number. Then they will get a free CD titled Fifth Dimensional Travel, which will take them into the fifth dimension. Now, people have asked me, what if they don't want to buy the book? Can I get exercises because they want to know how to go out of the body? And the answer is yes. If they don't want to buy the book, that's fine. You can go to my homepage, my www.drbrucegoldberg.com, and on the top of the homepage, you'll see five exercises. One of them is the fifth-dimensional travel. If they don't, that's only if you have a computer, please, just go to the website. If you don't have a computer, and many of your listeners still don't, then they can call the toll-free number, and I'll send them a packet with the written exercise. But please don't call in if you just want the free exercise, unless you don't have a computer. If you have a computer, that's why I have the
That's website. Your preference. So,
and like I say, there's also a lot of videos on there. I have free videos about actual sessions. You want to see, you asked about hypnosis.
I mean, you've been doing this for how many years, Bruce?
We're looking at going to my 44th anniversary.
Wow!
Okay. There's also videos of where I took Jerry Springer into a past life on his show. That's on there with about 12.
Who was he in a past life?
He was actually a very interesting guy. He was an English knight named John in the early 1600s, and he was saving a proverbial damsel in distress from a bunch of marauders who were trying to do some damage to her. He was outnumbered and he was very seriously wounded, so the woman eventually took him into the castle and eventually extended his life. He could no longer work as a knight because he was injured. He was like a workman's comp kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so as it turns out, I asked him at the very end of the regression, I said, okay, Jerry, go into your Akashic records, tell me if you know the woman that you saved and who extended your life, who was she in your current life? And he said, oh, it's my daughter, Kirstie. So this is karmic family value.
Interesting.
Jerry Springer, okay?
Interesting.
There's also example of removing of. I actually removed the psychic attack right on the air in a live show. There's future life progressions on there. There's a time traveler experiencer who actually met a time traveler that you can see, out of body experiences, etc. So there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. Many articles, and all the information about all my books and CDs, of course, are on there too. And any speaking engagements I have are always on there. So I just wanted to share that. So if they want the free exercise, they can just call in or go to the website if they got a computer. If they want the actual CD, then they have to get the book, Exploring the Fifth Dimension, which, of course, will be autographed and sent to them. Now, one thing I want to talk about parallel universes with time travelers. You know, next time we do an interview, I'll do a complete show on time travelers from our future. We haven't done that in a while. But this is something about the parallel universes. People say, what happens if a time traveler goes back in time, which they can, they do routinely, and let's say they kill their grandfather.
Right.
Grandfather
it's,
paradox.
It's the paradox, that's
okay?
Right.
So the answer is, well, doesn't that mean they disappear like, you know, Michael J. Fox's hand disappearing in Back to the Future Part 1? And the answer is no, and I'll tell you why. Because when a time traveler goes back in time, or when people actually physically travel back in time, they travel to a parallel universe, not the universe they're in now. So if you killed your grandfather in a parallel universe, yes, you might not exist in that universe, but since there's an infinite number broken up into five different frequencies, you're still going to be around.
Are we in every universe that's out there?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that, because sometimes you may have died. You may have died in childbirth in a parallel universe, or, you know, you're going to die at different ages.
Okay, so if you die in one, you don't necessarily die in the other one.
No. As a matter of fact, I want to show you a personal example of how I switch universes, and this relates to you too. Okay?
All right.
I'm going to drag you into my parallel universe, okay?
Please.
Okay. All right, so here's what happened. Back in the early 90s, I was approached with a project to do a TV movie about a documented case of a past life regression. The title was called The Search for Grace, based on my second book. Well, as it turns out, by the time it was this project was in what they call developmental hell, as they say in Hollywood, for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to air. There was all kinds of problems. And so I did a new U technique on myself, and I realized that the frequency I was on 25 years ago, that it wouldn't air. But there was a frequency, actually several of them. Not only would it air, but many other events would occur over the next 20-plus years that had nothing to do with the movie, had something my personal life, for people I would meet, other situations, environmental circumstances, political situations, things that I had no control over. As it turns out, I switched tracks. The movie aired on May 17, 1994, Search for Grace aired, by the way, okay? And then I was doing, at that time, you know, I was doing interviews with Art, and the network was established as a syndicate network first in 94, and then it became network, and then, you know, the whole routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing, so I see myself interviewing with him, and then by the year 2000, I no longer am interviewing with Art, and then within a few years after that, I'm interviewing with a guy with this mustache who I don't recognize. And it was you. I didn't know your name, but I said to myself, who is this guy? But I'm doing interviews with him, and we're getting along fine. It's a lot of fun, and this and that. So that was you, that this was a parallel universe where my original one, the movie, did not air, and a lot of other things didn't happen, whereas in this one, everything occurred, including you. You exist in both universes, although I didn't see you in the beginning. So this is an example of I am practicing what I preach. I'm putting myself in my research, just like I have teleported myself, folks out there who think this is just a theoretical paradigm. No, I have teleported many times, and I can train people to do that. It's not easy. It's the hardest thing to do, but you can do that. So if
now,
time travelers can do it, I can do it.
How can you use these other parallel universes to better yourself in, let's say, this universe?
Well, you don't, actually, because if you get a lottery number from a parallel universe, it's not going to be relevant here. The reason why parallel universe exploration is relevant and important, and a very important therapeutic technique, is because you can simply better your life. Once you leave and transfer and move into that parallel universe, which, by the way, is decided by or manifested by your higher self, and I'll talk about that in a moment. This is the superconscious mind tap technique that I developed way back when. The universe that you left, even though, let's say it's a terrible universe that you're in, let's say your life just really is terrible. Okay, you know, people do that, okay? It's not going to change, but you're not going to be aware of it. So who cares if you're not aware of it? It's like a clone of yourself. What you are going to experience is your consciousness, which is your subconscious, your soul, which is also, we call this the subconscious, an alpha brainwave level. Also, you're going to have a higher self, which is the perfect part of your soul, and that's going to exist in the ideal or your best path. And then the other one, it doesn't matter. Just like let me give you the TV example, because you know I'm a TV person, okay?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so here it is. Let's say you're watching a show, you're watching a ball game. You're watching a ball game on NBC. Like Sunday Night Football, okay, right? And then your buddy calls you up and says, hey, you know, George, there's a great show that you got to see. It's about ETs or, you know, UFOs, whatever, on, let's say, sci-fi. So you switch channels with your remote. What happens to the show or the football game on NBC? Does it disappear into the vortex? No.
No, it's still going.
It goes on, and many people, millions of people, are watching it. So you're watching, let's say, the sci-fi channel, while the NBC and all the other network shows are being aired. You're just not aware of it. That's what this is about. It's simply changing TV channels, literally, except they're parallel universes, or what scientists will call brains, B-R-A-N-E, not A-I-N, okay? It's called the brain theory.
How did you uncover this?
Well, you know, I do, of course, you know, I'm a researcher and I'm an academic, so in many ways, so I keep up with the literature, and quantum physics and geophysics are actually specialties of mine. But also, most of these are simply cases of mine. I mean, you know, this is like, let me give you one more case, because this is a case that I know your audience would love, especially parents with teenage kids, okay? So way back about 20 years ago, I was working with a 16-year-old young girl named Tanya. I call her, not her real name. And she was doing she wanted to go into parallel universes, and I trained her, and she used my custom Design Your Own Destiny CD album for that, okay? And then she says, Doctor, I want to use this because I got a homework assignment that's really kind of weird. And I said, what's weird? She goes, I have to go back, I have to do a book report on 1968. And I said, okay, there's a lot of literature about that. It's a really interesting, you know, year. So what she does is she uses my Custom Design Your Own Destiny CD album, goes into a parallel universe, and she finds out she arrives in the year 1968, and she notices that Robert F. Kennedy not only was not assassinated, but he was elected president. Okay? The United States pulled out of Vietnam in 1970. There was no Nixon presidency, no Watergate. The Soviet Union collapsed in 1986 rather than 1991. The economic world picture of the world was actually quite bright. So now she comes out of this trance and she goes, wow, this is cool, you know? But she realized it's a parallel universe. She goes down to the kitchen from her bedroom and she, you know, her mother's there and she wants to have a snack before dinner. And she realizes that her mother looks the same, but she's a very different personality. In other words, it's like, I must be in that parallel universe, which she was, by the way. So then she goes back to her bedroom, uses the album, then goes back to the normal, the regular universe that she left from. And that was for about 3 hours. She was, you might say, she was beside herself in a parallel universe. But you see, in these universes, things change. There are parallel universes where, and I don't want to depress people because then it's not our universe, where the British win the American Revolutionary War and kill George Washington, where Hitler wins World War II and kills the atomic bomb, where Joshua is defeated in the Battle of Jericho, and there's no monotheistic religion, so Judaism and Christianity and Islamic beliefs never are manifest, where a comet hits the Earth in 1999, as predicted by Nostradamus, and hundreds of millions of people are wiped out. Now, these are parallel universes that exist, but they're irrelevant to us, because even though the next sister universe, as I mentioned, is a millimeter away, which is a 40th of an inch, so close yet so far. And by the way, people have asked me for a scientific reference to this. If you want to read an article about the parallel universe, a very nice one done, in the August 2000 issue of Scientific American, the main topic or the main theme article was on, that month was on parallel universes. And on page 67 at the very bottom, they will give you a statement that the closest sister universe is less than a millimeter away. So August 2000 issue of Scientific American, very technical, as you know Scientific American is. There's a lot of charts and a lot of figures and a lot of math in there, but they also give you the explanation. So this is an update at that time. This was 17 years ago, of course, of what the scientific approach was towards parallel universe. So this is not Hollywood, folks. This is real. This is a real experience, and when I use my superconscious mind tap, which is me training a patient to access the perfect part of their soul, which we call the superconscious, named by Plato, by the way, or also known as the higher self in the more lay literature. When you access the higher self, your higher self is what determines where you go in the parallel universe. You're exploring past or future lives. When I access your Akashic records to see the two future lives, especially Dexter, the cool Monterey, that was my higher self allowing me to read into your Akashic records, you see. So you always want to access your higher self. All my techniques are designed to do that. The superconscious mind tap is the main technique I use. Even when I do things like etheric plane surgery, energy healing, or going into the fifth dimension, everything is controlled by the higher self. So that's always the main technique, and it works well. And just remember, the point as we do this is that success is a journey, not a destination. Life is a continuing series of encounters rather than one isolated incident. And what that means for your audience is that if you have a really bad day, a bad hair day, or things like you feel like your life is in the toilet, okay, tomorrow the sun will rise, and if you access your higher self, you can always better yourself. The universe is here. It doesn't titillate us. It's not here for our titillation. But if you follow universal laws and you access your higher self and you live a good moral, spiritual, ethical code, spiritual life, you will then benefit by the universe as I have and as you have because of following universal laws.
Bruce, do you sometimes stumble across darker entities through these parallel universes?
Well, you can, you know, in the universe that we're in now, you have darker entities. You have what you call them the shadow people. We call them the lower astral entities.
Right.
They exist in all the parallel universes. But remember, the higher self and the spirit guides and the positive energies of the universe will always defeat it. The rule of thumb in the universe, good versus evil, mano on mano, good always wins. Okay. Now, the way they classify this, and please, listeners, I know this is a politically correct society. Don't blame me for this. This is not a racist term. This is academic. It's called the White Brotherhood and the Black Brotherhood. The White Brotherhood consists of your higher self, angels, spirit guides, the God energy complex in many forms, and the Black Brotherhood is the lower astral entities, the demonic entities, etc. And when they go, when they have a war with each other, when you bring in your higher self and what we call the White Brotherhood, which has been labeled for thousands of years, by the way, then you're always going to win. As long as you access the higher self and protect yourself, spiritual protection is something I always do with all my patients, and all my CDs have that, by the way. So those are situations you don't have to worry about. It's when you don't access your higher self that you run into problems. You know, some people think hypnosis is dangerous. That's a joke. Of course it's not dangerous. You go through a daydream or alpha brainwave level for 3 hours every night in the REM cycle and 4 hours during the waking
day. That's the same thing, isn't it?
Right. So it's 7 hours a day you're in alpha. 7 hours a day, you're in a hypnotic level. You don't remember the dream levels. I understand most people rarely remember a dream. But during the waking day, when you're driving on the freeway, when you're listening to this show, for example, doing research on the computer, doing any kind of details, baking cookies, or whatever you're doing that requires concentration, which is most things in life, you're going to spend about 4 hours broken up into 5 or 10 minutes here and there. We call this being in la-la land, where you're driving on the freeway, you don't remember all the exits you pass by on the freeway, you know. That's an alpha brainwave. If I was sitting next to you and you were driving and I had an electroencephalograph, it would measure alpha every time you were in the hypnotic level. So it's all natural. It's not dangerous. I've been out of the body, by the way, which people also are afraid of sometimes. I've been out of the body over 3,000 times.
And you've always come back.
This, I'm speaking from you, from the earth plane, not the lower astral or upper astral or any other dimension. I am a earthling from the earth plane living in Woodland Hills, California.
All right, Bruce, we're coming back in a moment. We'll talk more and take phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM.